God's plan. It was a bright but cold day in January 2020 when God decided he had a plan in store. A plan for two of his strongest soldiers. A plan that would change our lives forever. January 2020, my daughter Mia, just 13 years of age, was diagnosed with a life-limiting cancer. A very, very rare form of sarcoma, which only one in a million people in the world get diagnosed with. After weeks and weeks and weeks of waiting for second and third opinions from professors and doctors across different areas, Mia's diagnosis came back as epithelioid hemangioendothelioma. Epithelioid hemangioendothelioma sarcoma is a rare type of vascular tumour that affects the epithelial cells, which line the inside of blood vessels. Epithelioid hemangioendothelioma tumours most commonly affect the soft tissues, liver, lungs and bones. These tumours are malignant, cancerous. My daughter Mia has a cancer in both her bones and her soft tissue, with a metastatic spread to her lungs also. This is not usually an aggressive tumour that grows and progresses rapidly, and the range of survival times documented in the literature is anything from 1 year to 10 years. The heartache. As each day started to pass us by, there were many tears rolling down our cheeks. Reality slowly started to sink in, and the most terrifying thoughts kept running through my head. My daughter's dying. Cancer is in her body. Why her? Why my baby? How? Why, Lord? Why? My heart was torn apart and crushed. My heart was just in so much pain. I had begun a grieving process, which I didn't and still don't know how long this journey would be. One of the worries in my mind at first was a question of how long did Mia have this cancer living inside her body for already? Mia's cancer was first spotted when she had an X-ray on her foot after being out with friends, where she tripped over and twisted her ankle. Her foot hurt but then stopped for a while. But weeks down the line, Mia started saying that her foot pain was back and causing her severe discomfort. So if it wasn't for Mia twisting her ankle, we'd have never picked up on it, or on her having the cancer at the time we did. How being a parent to a child with cancer changes your life. Parenting your child when they have cancer is one of my life's greatest challenges. When it comes to the point of balancing out your child's health needs and the demands of treatments alongside coping with everyday issues and normal everyday life, cancer becomes a dominator at times, but it does not have to define you. Mia was diagnosed at the age of 13 and her treatment included two biopsies to get the diagnosis, chemotherapy and lots of pain management to get her pain under control in the best way possible. Even though Mia's cancer stopped her in her tracks due to her becoming so weak from her chemotherapy and meant that she could no longer do what she did best, which was to dance in a well-known street dance crew called Hype Juniors, located in Bristol, Mia still continued to fight and continued singing and rapping away, which I must say she is absolutely amazing at. I kept strong for Mia as her mum and every day tried with every ounce of love I had in my body to ensure she had everything she wished for. Cancer was now a huge part of our lives, which we have learned to live with along this journey. Whilst on the ward at the hospital, we made a few new friends, which was lovely, as they themselves understood what it's like to go through a cancer journey. Mia's life before her cancer diagnosis. Before Mia got the heartbreaking news that she had cancer, she was singing away till her heart was content and dancing away like there was no tomorrow. Mia was in fact a part of a street dance crew based in Bristol called the Hype Juniors, where she thrived at being able to freely do what she most loved to do and was amazing at, which was to dance. Mia was most definitely born to dance. As a very young child of just 3 years old, I remember one time when we were out shopping in town and we were in JD Sports. In the shop at the time, there was music playing, and Mia had some penny sweets and a little bag in her hand, and she suddenly just started to bust some great dance moves in the shop in front of all the people. I was so happy and I was laughing and stunned by her fabulous moves that I began to record her on my phone. That is a memory I still have on my phone till today, and I will always treasure of her. From that day on, Mia never stopped dancing away and singing. Singing soon followed not long after. Mia would always say, "Mummy, when I'm older, I'm going to be famous and be a dancer or a singer." And so she did. Our emotions, worries, fears and tears. It's like a roller coaster of so many different emotions running through my mind. God only knows what poor Mia's emotions are like, having to deal with such a very heavy load at such a very young age of just 13 years old. My anxiety is sky high since first hearing Mia's diagnosis. I honestly don't know how, or just really how I've come to this point and done and held myself together as much and as well as I have done. I guess it's in my duty and the natural feeling of being a mother to protect and love your child with every last ounce of love that you have in your body. I worry myself every single day from the minute I wake up to the last minute before I go to sleep, where I constantly just keep overthinking every last thing in my mind, whether it be big or little, that's just playing on my mind. I find that I constantly worry myself to death about things like, what if Mia doesn't keep eating well enough? Or what if she becomes too weak when on her chemo? Or I worry if she catches any bugs or infections whilst on her chemotherapy, as it can be very dangerous for her. I cry a lot of tears and sadness. Some days are better than others, where I manage to stay calmer and more focused. But then it always ends up coming out in the end as a big meltdown. It's like a sort of grieving process I'm going through. Just the same as Mia is. Mia is a lot like myself, as she holds her thoughts and her feelings deep inside her and isn't one for wanting to talk about it, because then I guess it all becomes too real and very scary for her. Conversations with the doctors. Having conversations with the doctors are always very worrying and concerning, as in your heart you are always hoping for the best results, but still at the back of your mind thinking the worst. Oncologist doctors come bearing either good or bad news, so I always try to prepare myself for it to go either way at any time in my mind. I find it's less stress to always write down any questions that you may have for the doctor, as then this way you don't suddenly get to an appointment and become overwhelmed and forget what's being said or what you needed to ask. No parent wants to see his or her child suffer a diagnosis of cancer. A diagnosis of cancer in a child is one of the most devastating events in a parent's life. Becoming informed is one of the best coping mechanisms. Cancer is extremely complex and difficult to understand why certain tests are being done and what, if any, treatment options are available and what the treatment options are. You are entitled to a clear explanation about anything related to your child's conditions. Questions I always say to do and to keep in the back of your mind or to jot down on paper. Always keep asking questions until you understand the answers. Write them down on paper. Keep a list of all medications that your child is taking, including the doses and the time to be taken. Always ask and double check if you think medication looks wrong in any way. Keep a file with any results or procedures. Always call and ask for the results. Also ask what your child's results mean exactly. If surgery is recommended, make certain you know what will happen Find out when the surgery will be performed, what will be done, and how long it will take. Talking with someone who has cancer. With a cancer diagnosis come so many feelings of sadness, anger, confusion, and helplessness. It is helpful for the person who has received the diagnosis when friends and family members provide a comforting presence and practical support. It's most often very difficult for the person with cancer to open up and want to talk, and also hard to talk to or hold a conversation with someone who has cancer. Always listen and understand the person with the cancer. Ask them if there is anything that they'd like to share, feelings-wise, or discuss. Allow them to be the one to decide when they feel ready to talk or how much they want to open up and share. Let them know at all times that you are there for them 100%. Here are some of the things that you can say to help show your care and your support. I'm sorry that this has happened to you. Whenever you are ready and feel like talking, I am here. I care and I love you. Never give false hope or tell them lies, as they will be counting on you and putting their full trust in you. How to improve the cancer journey. In order to fight and improve the cancer, you need to firstly make sure you have a good, wide support network of family and close friends. Having loved ones close to you that can be there to be a listening ear or helping hand can help ease the stress. The less stress, the more of a positive mindset that you can keep. What you eat is really important when you have cancer. Your body needs enough calories and nutrients to stay strong, but the disease can make it hard to get what you need, which can be different before, during, and after treatment. And sometimes you just won't feel like eating. That's normal as well. It is important that you have a brilliant medical team behind you in order to take care of you medically and help keep any pain right down with the right pain management and be there to answer any questions you may ever have and need answering. Always try and do lots of things to distract your mind from the cancer. Don't allow the cancer to be a dominator. Stay strong and focused and treasure every single day by making great memories with those closest to you. Thanks for taking your time and listening.